I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do stealing. Everyone's got to make a living.
LOX, yeah. J-Lo, yeah. Yeah, yo, yo.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Everybody, if you're listening, you know that in these last waning days before the election, I have tried to bring you the best guests out there, the best thinkers, the best folks involved in politics, the best academics to help you make your decision, to help you get pumped up, to make sure all of your friends and family are voting and registered and everybody's got a plan to vote. And my guest this half hour is certainly no exception. His name is Joe Walsh. He's a former righty talk radio host, former congressman out of Illinois. He has come out as an ardent anti-Trumper supporting Kamala Harris. Welcome back to the show, Joe. And you've been so busy. I super appreciate you making time. Right before the break, you were talking about the fact that you believe Madison Square Garden, that event, that whatever abomination you want a descriptor you want to use for it, is making a difference. Why is that? Why do you think? I think Donald Trump's comment yesterday or whatever it was that I'm going to do this even if women don't like it. I think these things might make a dent. Why do you think they're making a difference?
About Puerto Rico and other minorities really struck a chord with average Americans. And Maggie, I'm going to give you an anecdote, but so this past week in Pennsylvania, get this, former President Bill Clinton and I headlined a rally, a unity rally for Kamala Harris. By the way, Maggie, if you'd have told me 12 years ago that I'd be at a damn unity rally for the Democratic nominee with Bill Clinton, I would have told you, you need your head examined. We had a great event. But after that event, Maggie, I had four people separately come up to me. This was a day after Madison Square Garden. Four people came up to me in a crowd of 300 to 400 and said, I wasn't going to vote at all. But wow, after I heard what the ugliness I heard there, I'm now voting and I'm voting for her. Almost the exact same message from four different people. I've heard the same thing from folks on the ground everywhere. That really resonated. That was kind of like, oh, come on, the final straw. Bill Clinton, by the way, who spoke with me at the event, he had the greatest line. He said, we're all Puerto Ricans today. Damn right. We should all be Puerto Ricans on election day.
Well, that which you do to the least of us, you do to all of us, has always been my take with the things that Trump says. I also think for younger female voters, they may not have even been familiar with the Access Hollywood clip and the you just do what you want, you grab them by the blah, 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 which is why I'm playing on my ins and outs, both the grab them by the you know what's and the I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't care if women don't want me to clips, because it's you see the inner workings of Donald Trump's brain in those two clips, right? Like, this is actually what he thinks when he's speaking about women in an unscripted or offhanded way. And I think it's really shocking to a lot of young women voters. Has anybody talked to you? I know this one sort of is very recent. Have people mentioned this to you at all, especially as you've been in and around Wisconsin?
They've begun to, and especially online, I'm getting women feed that to me, outraged about that. Maggie, what's interesting is, in every battleground state I go into, I'm primarily talking to independents and Republicans who are on the fence. And everything you and I are talking about right now gets at one of the things that really bothers them. And that is, if Trump's reelected, it's going to be 4 years of utter chaos. It's going to be 4 years of that mug, that orange mug in front of us on TV every day. And most Americans don't want that. Like, they want to get stuff done. I find that message really resonates with Republicans and independents.
Yeah, we all deserve better than chaos and divisiveness. as a governing philosophy. You know, like, even if we can tolerate a bit of that in our politicking and the rhetoric of politics, I don't think Donald Trump fits within those guardrails at all. But even if we would permit sort of as a democracy, some heightened political rhetoric, we don't want to see that in our governance. We don't want to see division, separation, and chaos in our governance. And what you're saying, Joe, leads me to this place. You know, I talk to friends of mine who are don't vote all the time, or, you know, engage in a lot of the both-siderism. Oh, all politicians lie. They all that kind of stuff. And they start talking about economics. What I've said to them is, and especially to business leaders, what I ask them is, what is the one thing you need for your business to succeed? And once we get through this Q&A portion, they usually get to this distilled idea that predictability is important for businesses.
Yeah.
If you're a capitalist, you don't want to be in, you know, regulatory upheaval constantly moving, whether you're a preferred company or not. Donald Trump's personal vindictiveness, that ain't good for capitalism. It's not good for our GDP. It's not good for any of those things that I hear more traditional conservatives saying are a motivating factor for him. Do you think the 23 Nobel laureate economists and like the volume of business professionals that are saying this guy is a chaos maker and that's bad for our economy, is that getting through at all?
So I think, Maggie, that's a great point. I think that is actually really getting through. By the way, Mark Cuban, who's been out there advocating for Kamala Harris, has been masterful on this subject, has been masterful on how Kamala Harris will be way better for the business community, especially small businesses. Part of what I've had to do in talking to independents over the last couple months is tell independents that Kamala Harris is not like some crazy lefty, but Kamala Harris has made that job really easy because she's talking about reasonable, common sense solutions, putting everybody at a table. And as you mentioned, all those Nobel economists,
yes.
I mean, the studies have all been done on how Trump's, if you want to call it an economic policy, will add way more to the debt than Kamala Harris's is.
Yeah, it costs middle-class families way more while giving the top 1% to 5% massive tax breaks. Folks, that's Joe Walsh. Get out and vote. You may see Joe out and about in Wisconsin. Thank you, Joe, for everything you do. I'll be talking to Joe next.
Love you, Mac.
Love you, Congressman Walsh. We're going to talk to Joe next week. Up next, I'm going to be joined by D.C. Metro Police Officer Daniel Hodges. He was there on the 6th. You want to hear what he has to say. That's up next on The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.